Are you ready to take your intermittent fasting lifestyle to the next level? There's nothing better than community to help with that. In the Delay, Don't Deny community, we all embrace the clean fast, and there's just the right support for you as you live your intermittent fasting lifestyle. You can connect directly with me in the Ask Jen group, and I'll answer all of your questions personally. If you're new to intermittent fasting or recommitting to the intermittent fasting lifestyle, join the 28-Day Fast Start group. After your fast start, join us for support in the first year group. Need tips for long-term maintenance? We have a place for that. There are many more useful spaces beyond these, and you can interact in as many as you like. Visit jenstevens.com/community to join us. An annual membership costs just over $1 a week when you do the math. If you aren't ready to fully commit for a year, join for a month, and you can cancel at any time. If you know you'll want to stay forever, we also have a lifetime membership option available. IF is free. You don't need to join our community to fast. But if you're looking for support from a community of like-minded intermittent fasters, we're here for you at jenstevens.com/community. That's jenstevens.com/community. These days, achieving my health and wellness goals is more about making healthy habits that stick and less about quick fixes. And that's why I love Daily Harvest. Daily Harvest takes care of the planning, prep, and cleanup by delivering my favorite veggie and fruit-packed options straight to my door. Yesterday, I had a sweet potato and wild rice hash harvest bowl to open my window, then a great dinner with Chad later on, and then I had an apple and spiced oat bite to close. I'm going to have to start hiding those from Chad because he loves them too. Not really. The solution is simply order more. Create healthy habits that last with Daily Harvest. For a limited time, go to dailyharvest.com/ifstories to get $30 off your first box plus free shipping. That's dailyharvest.com/ifstories for $30 off your first box and free shipping. dailyharvest.com/ifstories. Welcome to Intermittent Fasting Stories. I'm your host, Jen Stevens, author of Delay, Don't Deny, Living an Intermittent Fasting Lifestyle. I lost over 80 pounds thanks to intermittent fasting after learning how to delay my eating rather than deny myself the delicious foods I want to eat. Now, who's ready to hear an inspirational intermittent fasting story? That's why we're here, so let's get excited to talk to today's guest. Hi, everybody, and welcome to episode 110 of Intermittent Fasting Stories. Today, I'm here with Naveen Hetiarachu. I said it wrong. Naveen, say your last name for us.
It's Hetiarachu.
Thank you. Hetiarachu. I practiced before we started. So, Hetiarachu. Naveen Hetiarachu. Naveen lives in Washington, D.C., and he is the Director of Health and Wellness and Performance for the Washington Wizards NBA team. Welcome, Naveen.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me. And I am very impressed by you, your books, and your podcast. So, I'm so excited to talk to you.
Well, thank you. I'm glad you're here, and I'm sorry that I said your name wrong. After practicing, I nailed it before we started, but
very true.
I'm just going to say Naveen from now on because I got that one. All right.
That's perfect.
Wonderful. Well, I'm so glad to have you on. You also hinted to me that you love biohacking, which is something we can get into later because, you know, I'm fascinated by all things body, especially, of course, intermittent fasting. But I like to start by asking, what brought you to intermittent fasting and when was that?
Great question. When was that? Maybe about 5 years ago that I kind of like, all right, you know what? This is a big tool. So being a biohacker, I'm always trying to optimize myself, but that's really weighing down to my players. Like what's successful, what works for me is easy for me to convince our players to do. Hey, fasting or the Oura Ring, the Joe Light or whatever that I could believe in and I could truly resonate, it's easy to pass along the message. And I'm always constantly trying to optimize myself. So fasting is, you know, obviously you guys talk about on your podcast, the intermittent fasting podcast, all the time, you and Melanie, about the research. So I don't need to even talk about the research. There's, you know, tons and tons about how beneficial it is. And it just kind of really, I just clicked with it. You know, now it's my normal day. My average day is 18. So it's anywhere from 18 to 21 that I fast. A pure simple fast with just black coffee.
Awesome. For listeners who may not listen to the Intermittent Fasting podcast, that's the one I co-host with Melanie Avalon. And she actually has a podcast called the Melanie Avalon Biohacking Podcast. Do you listen to that one, Naveen?
I have not, but while I was doing research for your podcast, I ran into that. So it's very interesting. I'm kind of geeked out by both of you. Like, so this whole day, I literally spent like, you know, learning about you, about your books, reading. And I'm like, you know what? This is somebody that I want to go and sit down and chat. Like, I resonate. Like, we could bounce, like, have a great friend conversation.
Oh, definitely. I agree. I love to talk about things like this with people. So I'm glad to have you here to chat about. I want to talk about some of those great biohacking things. You mentioned the Aura ring. Is that,
yep.
is that what it, I have yep. a friend who has one of those and she loves it. It's a ring that you wear and it tracks like all sorts of things. You have one, I guess?
I do. I've been wearing it for 2 years now. I actually wear like a couple of things when I go to sleep. I wear the Whoop band Aura ring. To be honest with you, Jin, like that is an indication of how my fasting is going. Like, you know, you guys always talk about raising the cortisol. Well, cortisol goes up. It's a stress response. How is the HRV? How is your breathing pattern? How is your resting heart rate? How long it took my resting heart rate to come back down? So those are markers that I look at constantly so I know how to, quote unquote, manipulate my fasting, quote unquote, manipulate my diet, my food habit. As you know, like you guys always talk about, there's no perfect diet for anybody.
Right.
It's like a thumbprint. Everybody has a unique diet system. I like whatever, you like whatever. I mean, I could hate vegan, I could like vegan. It's all about my gut microbiome. Like even this morning, I did a gut microbiome test. So I'm constantly testing. It's like a car. I'm constantly taking my car into the garage, putting the plugs in and seeing what the computer's working.
Awesome. Yeah, I just did. We're recording this way in advance. So by the time this comes out, my interview with the guy from Inside Tracker will have already come out. I can't think of his name off the top of my head. I wasn't planning to talk about it, but I interviewed someone, a scientist who works for Inside Tracker. Have you heard of them?
Yep, absolutely heard of it, 100%.
Well, I just went yesterday and had my blood work done. They're doing the full deal for me,
yep.
and I'm so excited
That's
to see.
Awesome.
And so by the time this podcast comes out, I will already have been, you know, sharing about it on the podcast, but I don't have the results yet, but I'm really excited about that because, yeah, it's fascinating to know what's going on. And once you know what your biomarkers are, you can know how to respond to them because we're not all the same. I actually have a bed that tracks things like that, a sleep number bed.
Yeah, yeah.
I love it. And it actually, you know, connects to the app. And so I can wake up in the morning and it shows me how I tossed and turned. And it actually measures my breathing rate and my heart rate as well.
Yeah, absolutely. You got to 100. You have to measure it. That's the only way we feel. It's always an N equals one experiment. That's why it's just so hard to recommend a person a diet or recommend a person a workout. It's all based on that one individual.
Exactly. And so like I've learned, for example, if I drink like one glass of dry farm wine, or maybe two, one or two glasses of dry farm wines, my heart rate stays low, I sleep well. But if I have three glasses, or if I have a different kind of wine, even one glass, I don't sleep well, my heart rate is up, I toss and turn. But I only know that because my bed shows me.
So. Yeah, exactly. It's just so fascinating. Like how many little things, like to me, I wear a CGM to measure my glucose level because again,
oh, I would love to do that.
You have to. It's like,
well, a continuous glucose monitor is what Naveen is talking about. Yeah, you know, I really just haven't bothered getting a prescription. I have to get a prescription to get one, but I haven't made the time to do that. So when you wear a continuous glucose monitor, it lets you know, like talk about it. Tell people why you would do that.
To be honest with you, this is probably going on close to a year now that I wear it. My glucose is perfect. Actually, if I look at it right now at this exact second, so it takes me this many seconds to check it, it's 90. And this just shows you a daily average. My daily average today is 86 millimolars. So what it is that it just shows you an instant reading of your glucose.
Right. And so, like, are you, you're in the fasted state right now?
I am not in the fasted state.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
It actually shows you, like, one of my highest level of glucose is when I'm late to work, when I'm taking my shower. My glucose goes up to like 150. It's nothing that I eat. So again, right. These are markers that we need to learn. So I should be in a good meditative state when I'm in the shower, because if not, I'm causing a toxic system in my body.
Right. And of course, that's when you're in the fasted state, and it's probably right after you've woken up, right?
No, it's actually, it could be even like 7 o'clock game. I'm going to work at 4 o'clock. Yeah.
Okay.
It's just amazing, because again, it's just that N equals one subject experiment. Like, everybody responds so differently, you know? Even kind of tying all this back into like fasting, everybody's like, hey, I just got a text message from one of our players' wife, and she goes, is fasting every day for a month bad, because her friends are Muslim and, you know, it's the Ramadan month. You know, I told her, like, it's honestly, I cannot say good or bad. It's how your body responds.
Yeah, that's a good point, because, you know, people are always asking, what is the, you know, quote, best eating window, you know, and then people can assume, well, then a shorter eating window must always be, quote, better. And, you know, that's not always true, because your body could be overstressed. You know, maybe a 1 hour eating window is great for one person, but if someone else tried to do that day after day, it would be way too much for their body. It would be too stressful.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm all about paying attention to your dashboard. Listen to it. Like, are you constantly in, like, oh yeah, I want to do this 24-hour fast. But if you're constantly like in a jittery or depressed, or you don't have the energy, like, then it's not working for you. You got to find that magic number. So that's kind of what I tell everybody. What's your magic number? You know,
right.
Are you eating because there's food around? So like when we travel, you know, we got so much food everywhere.
Oh, I bet.
Me fasting is honestly helping me keep my, this is how I've been weighing since I was 20 years old, since I started the NBA, that fasting is one of the reasons that helps me to stay like that. If not, we got so much food. It's like, it's so hard not to eat when you get done at a game at 10 o'clock, you just ran around, excitement, then you get on a plane at 11, then you're about to come home at 4. Like, you want to get that bag of chips, but because you're fasting, you're kind of disciplined, that helps you like push that away.
Yep, exactly. And then, you know, the flight will be even more pleasant because you're not...
Exactly.
Yeah.
Pleasant, healthy, like in every which way. Fasting is something just, to be honest with you, yeah, just it helps me mentally, physically, spiritually, just kind of like ties everything in. Like, I call my things like, I have four pillars of sleep, nutrition, mindfulness, and movement that easily connect dots to all four of my pillars.
Okay, so they were sleep, nutrition.
Sleep, nutrition, mindfulness.
Mindfulness, yeah.
Yep, and correct movement. You know, again, like, yeah, if somebody's doing CrossFit every day or somebody's doing 50-mile runs every day, that's not proper movement. So everything has to do correct movement. So that's how I put that correct movement.
Oh, now that's important. So, you know, you've got a high-powered job. You know, you are director of health, wellness, and performance. I mean, that's big. You're very, very important to that team. And so the average person like me or, so, you know, just a person who's trying to better their health, you know, we tend to get in as a society, especially, you know, here in America, if, you know, working out is good, then super duper working out hard, hard, hard every day must be better. Could you talk about that a little bit?
I mean, 100%. So I see people are doing cardio, or CrossFit.
Right.
I love CrossFit. Like, when I go to different cities, that's one of my favorite things to do. Like, last year alone, I did CrossFit in 8 different countries, and pretty much every city that has an NBA team, I did CrossFit. So yes, I love it. At the same time, it's not my everyday. Like, that's what you need to track. Like, if you do CrossFit every day, you could probably see your heart rate's crashing, your HRV is crashing. Same thing that goes if you start running, you know, 15, 20 miles every day. Same thing might happen if you're doing intermittent fasting 48 hours every time you do it. That's,
right,
again, a proper, that's a balance of everything. That's a good and a bad and a gray area. So you want to find out what's the perfect number, what's the perfect amount that's proper for you. And that's why you need to maybe do your CGM or check it with your Oura, check it with your sleep score to see what you are doing from outside, externally, if you'd have any response internally.
I love that because, you know, especially we hear people will sometimes say women should not do intermittent fasting because, you know, it's too much stress for our bodies. And of course, there are hundreds of thousands of women in my intermittent fasting communities who do great with it. But sometimes women can overfast and combine that with too much working out. And then that's when it becomes too much of stress for the body. Of course, that's true for men as well. You know, we don't want to overdo anything because just as fasting can be too much, so can the exercise. So that's really good to hear. So mindfulness, what do you do for mindfulness?
Big fan of mindfulness. So as you could see, like previous years, I did my glucose and I don't even eat any fruit. Like my fruits might be like berries. Like I just barely eat it. I went to the doctor and I'm like, why is my glucose like this? Like A1C, everything was like a little high. It didn't make any sense. Then I'm like, when I started wearing the glucose monitor, I kind of like learned my glucose is high because of the demand of life. It's nothing to do with the food that I eat. It's about constantly working, traveling, like that's why. So I put in the mindfulness pillar to automatically get my glucose level to 80. Now it's like below, it's literally 70 to 80.
That's fabulous. So how does the mindfulness connect to actually changing your blood glucose?
So mindfulness, what connects is such a great question. Like this is what I want to help people with. So mindfulness, like we talked about it, when I'm in the shower, I know my glucose is going to go up to 130, 150. What I do, I go in through the nose, out through the mouth. I just try to stay present. I'm not worrying about how the traffic's going to be. I'm not worrying about the player that I got to treat. I'm not worrying about the game or the flight. I'm just, okay, showering in through the nose, out through the mouth. I'm present and I don't hear anything else. So I just kind of get inside this box and be in presence. So being in the moment.
Okay. So that helps your body to relax instead of having that whole cortisol stressful kind of stuff.
Exactly. So you go from fight or flight to rest and digest, like, oh, it's peaceful, it's relaxing. Now the body all of a sudden like, oh, I don't have to put my armor up. So it's a huge thing. So now, you know, for the last 6 weeks, I just really make an effort every day, 30 minutes, silence meditation and night silence meditation and go outside, get grounding. So all these little things that gives us 90% of benefit.
I love it. So by grounding, you're talking about being in contact with the earth?
Yeah.
I love that too. I'm barefoot all the time. I had a contractor come over this morning. We're finishing up a bathroom remodel, which is really kind of hilarious because we started it at the end of January and it's now the end of, I mean, it's May. It's May already and the bathroom is still not remodeled because we've had problem after problem, but we were outside looking outside at the side of the house and I was walking around the yard barefoot. He's like, do you need shoes? I'm like, no. I'm going to be barefoot on the earth whenever I can. Explain Absolutely. About grounding a little bit because people who have never heard of it might think that sounds crazy, but I'm a big believer.
Yep, absolutely. So grounding is our energy. We are connecting with the earth, our positive energy, our negative energy connecting with the earth's positive energy. So that's the healing. That's the healing connection. I tell our basketball players all the time, look, you are really not touching the earth. You are on a flight 20,000 feet high. Then you put on a pair of shoes on a basketball court. Then you get into your car. You go home. You're inside the house, you never really touch it. So there's no connection. So we are kind of elevated. So in order to connect, in order to down-regulate, we have to walk on the ground. We have to touch the Mother Earth. So it's about being connected with the Mother Earth. And again, you know, you guys are always talking about research in the Intermittent Fasting podcast. There's tons and tons of research about earthing and grounding.
Yeah, I actually have that book, the book that's called Earthing, I think is the name of it. And I read it years ago, but you know, it's scientific. It might sound woo-woo to people who don't understand it, but think about the earth. I'm going to talk like an elementary science teacher for a minute. Think about the earth. You learned when you were in elementary school that the earth is a giant magnet, and that's why a compass works. And we all understand that the earth has an energy field. And we all understand that at our very cellular atomic level, we go down by beyond, you know, tinier than the cell to our atomic level, we're all just energy. So it makes sense that, you know, we're going to have an energetic connection with the earth, which has an energetic field. So it's science. It's why we feel so great when we walk on the beach. You know, we all feel that, the charge in the air. So anyway, fascinating. So yes, earthing is a great thing to do. Get out bare and be barefoot on the earth.
Yeah. Then, you know, you always talk about, I know you said somewhere, dirty intermittent fasting, dirty IF. I call it like dirty diet. So, you know, people like, hey, I'm vegan, but they don't eat organic. So that's a dirty diet. There are people like keto, but they are eating regular cheese and milk. It's like, no, that's dirty food. So same thing with me. I'm very clean. No sugar, no grains, 100% organic. And I have gone to a thing almost like a wildatarian diet, gaming meats. So I do like animal nose to tail. I know you talked a little bit about Dr. Paul Saladino.
Right.
So it's kind of like just eating every single part of the animal, nose to tail, but I do gaming meat. So we do like duck, wild boar, rabbit, bison. So I try not to eat like stressed animal. Like you get in a stressed product.
Yeah,
so
I get it.
I try not to eat a stressed animal.
Yeah, that makes sense. And I actually, you know, if you go back and look at ancestral ways people ate, they really did use all the parts of the animal. And so I'm sure you've read the book Deep Nutrition.
Oh, 100%. Oh, yeah. Dr. Kate Shanahan.
Shanahan?
It's one of my best friends. Like, I love her. It's amazing. It's such a great...
Oh, so you're friends with her?
Yeah. So speaking about, you know, we kind of talked about... Actually, I meant to tell you this on the podcast. You know, we talked about there's no such a perfect diet for everybody. She, like, goes into, like, twin studies.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, what one twin ate and what the other twin ate, like, how it just had a huge effect in their microbiome. And... You know, I heard somewhere you mentioned one of your podcasts, like cocaine, right? Like that food is like a cocaine. It's so addictive. And then they compare those two twins, one with like quote unquote giving the bad food and how their mom was a cocaine addict. And this kid really got into cocaine.
Right.
You know, so it's just like crazy.
I actually talked about this in my new book, Fast, Feast, Repeat, which is out by now by the time the podcast comes out. But as the day that we're recording, it's still not out. But in my new book, I talked about twins and how Dr. Tim Spector, he is director of the British Gut Project. He's also done some work with twins, which is fascinating. And talking about, you know, how much of it's related to your gut and how much is your genetics. So he's found, you know, a good bit of it is genetics, but most of it is your gut.
Yeah, 100%. Absolutely. I mean, like I was telling you, I just did a gut test this morning. I just want to see, like, I do biome tests all the time. It's 100. It's like DNA and the RNA. Like, we could kind of all write in our RNA. You know what I mean? So that's, hey, by the way, very impressive. You write so many books, though. I can't wait to look at this Fast, Feast, Repeat.
Fast, Repeat. I'm so proud of it because
that's impressive.
I really dug in deep and, you know, all the years of experience I have with intermittent fasting and the questions people ask and just trying to teach people to, you know, trust your body and tweak, and there is no one-size-fits-all way to do it. That's just the key, you know, that's out there. You know, because I eat a lot of grain. You probably know that about me. Yep. I mill my own wheat, make my own bread, and I do great with it. But I understand a lot of people don't. That's another reason I'm interested in continuous glucose monitors. You know, ever since I saw that video, what was his name? Dr. Aaron Segal, talking about, you know, what is the best diet for humans. Did you see his TED Talk?
I have not.
Okay, you got to look this up. Write this down. Dr. Aaron, it's E-R-A-N, Segal, S-E-G-A-L. And you can find it on YouTube. I think it's called What is the Best Diet for Humans or something like that. And it's fascinating. And it's the research, I think he is from Israel, and the research they're doing about how they put people with a continuous glucose monitoring and gave them different foods. And everyone had a personalized glucose response.
Yeah.
You know, instead of, you know, the whole glycemic index that we, you know, have been taught, you know, this is what it is for bread, this is what it is for potatoes. That's really an average. And they found that every person, like some people had like a huge response to bread, where some people had like none, like zero response to it with their blood glucose, wild swings. Anyway, it's fascinating, fascinating research. So look up that video. You will like it.
Jin, one of the things I did I wrote an article about CGM, and I'm writing another one, and I did a little experiment with oatmeal, and it rose my glucose up to 220 from 80 to 220.
Oh wow! So oatmeal is not a good food for you.
Oatmeal is not a good food for me.
And that, but that's how you know. And so
that's
see,
how you know.
This is the beauty of it. You don't say oatmeal is a bad food for all human people. You recognize that it's not a good food for you, but someone else might have a very slight response to it.
Exactly.
You only know if you've tested it. A lot of it has to do with what is living in your gut. So who do you use to do your gut testing, your microbiome testing?
I do Genova for gut testing. I do their full panel. Then I do a Viome.
It's V-I-O-M-E?
V-I-O-M-E, yep.
Yeah, I've heard of them. I just didn't know if they were good. Okay.
They're actually good. I like them a lot because I like their dashboard. You know, I do Genova because I could do a 3-day sample with Genova. So I do that with them.
Okay. It's been a long time since I've had my gut microbiome tested. It was when I was writing my second book, Feast Without Fear. And that was when I was really learning about all of that. And I had mine done with the American Gut Project. But really, okay. There weren't a lot of places. I mean, those are hard scientific researchers, the American Gut Project. I would be interested to see how things have changed because, you know, things do change.
Yeah, 100%. I think we all should do it like the Genova diagnostic, like the GI effect. That's a comprehensive tool panel, like a 3-day and a 1-day. Everybody should do like if you feel like there's something going on, bloating, irritated, maybe do the 3-day comprehensive
right.
panel. If you feel like, hey, I just want to do my annual, just do the single one. Then on top of that, I will do the Viome. Because
okay.
Viome really breaks down to like, hey, look, you're good with 6 almonds, but not with 2 Brazil nuts, kind of like that.
Right. Okay. Well, I'm glad to hear that you give that a good thumbs up because people are always asking and I'm like, I don't really know. I don't know who's good. So I'm going to consider getting that done then again. I think it's time just because it's fascinating stuff and just to see how your body changes over time. And, you know, when I had it done before, I got a really good result. Like my microbiome was very healthy and it was the kind that, you know, that likes a lot of plant material. And so that was good. But I know that I feel better when I eat a lot of plant food.
See, I think that's the biggest thing. Like, how are you feeling? You know, that's the key. When you get up in the morning, do you got to have a gallon of coffee to move? Or at night, do you need to drink 10 milligrams of melatonin to shut it down? Like, how are you feeling? How's your energy level? How's your skin? How's your memory? Like, those are the dashboards with every diet and every intermittent fasting. Like, we should be able to say, we should be able to have our dashboard tell us, how did you sleep? How was your nutrition? How was your mindfulness? And how was your movement? By our skin, our nails, our hair, our memory, and our energy level.
And you know, you can tell over time, if you're feeling better and better over time, that's a good sign because our body has all these feedback mechanisms in place if we just listen to them.
Absolutely. Listen and look. Look how you're like, if you have pimples, if you have rashes, if you're getting sick, like knock on wood, like I never get sick. Like I never not have energy. Like I sleep really good. My sleep score is really good. So because I do the little things that gives me 99%, like people like always come and say, so I do the lab swab player. So I do supplements. They're like, hey, what can I take this supplement? What's your best supplement? I'm like, you know what? My best supplement is really for you. Honestly, sleep. For you, maybe
yeah.
getting a pair of blue light glasses. Maybe for you, stop eating that second bag of chips. For you, stop drinking that second cup of coffee at 4:00. You know, like everybody has kind of like holes, so we should like cross the T's and dot the I's.
We all face stress in our daily lives. What if the answer to a better stress response is in one key nutrient? I'm talking about magnesium, and specifically Magnesium Breakthrough by Bioptimizers. This one-of-a-kind product is designed to reverse low levels of magnesium, which could have a positive effect on our stress response. But don't take my word for it. Here's a quote from a 2020 issue of the scientific journal Nutrients. Results suggest that stress could increase magnesium loss, causing a deficiency. And in turn, magnesium deficiency could enhance the body's susceptibility to stress, resulting in a magnesium and stress vicious circle. I only recommend Magnesium Breakthrough by Bioptimizers. It's the only organic full-spectrum magnesium supplement that includes 7 unique forms of magnesium for stress resilience and better sleep. Simply go to bioptimizers.com/ifstories promo code IFSTORIES10 to get your magnesium breakthrough and find out this month's gift with purchase. That's buyoptimizers.com/IFSTORIES, promo code IFSTORIES10.
If you travel, you know how to pull off a perfect getaway. You know, after you enroll with your Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card, you get up to $10 back monthly on U.S. rideshare purchases with select providers, like a car to the airport. You know which remote retreats have the best herbal baths and where the Wi-Fi password is rarely used, because you're the escape artist. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Purchases must be on card. Visit go.amex/you know.
I love that. Now, that brings me back to teaching. You know, when I taught, there was a big buzzword that was huge, differentiation. And it's the whole idea that every kid needs something different. You know, this kid needs to learn this way. This kid needs this type of activity. But I love how you're using that with your players, your basketball players. You're like, okay, you need better sleep and you need...
Yeah. Like, I think all of us need something different. Like, for me, I could come and say, what I need to do is just simmer down when I'm taking a shower, like simmer down. And so I honestly meditate now, like red light. I just kind of find myself, ground myself in through the nose, out through the mouth, at peace, like bam, easy.
So you've got a Juve.
Yep. I got a Juve. I love it. To be honest with you, I pretty much have every single biohacking tool if you want to ever talk about, from work, from cryo chamber to hyperbaric chamber to Juve to infrared sauna. So like literally everything.
Well, see, you and Melanie Avalon could have a great conversation. She's
love it. Love it.
Because, you know, she was just talking to me the other day about some kind of sauna. We were talking on the phone about something with the podcast. She's like talking about some kind of sauna. And she's like, you got to get one. I'm like, all right, we'll see. I'll probably have one next year, because that's how Melanie works on me. Like, she'll say red light therapy. I'm like, yeah, whatever. And then after she's talked about it for like 6 months, I'm like, okay, what? Really? Tell me. And then I've got one. Before I know it. So
that's awesome.
That's always how it works. So yeah, I've got a Juve. And so for anybody who doesn't listen to Intermittent Fasting podcast, doesn't know what a Juve is, Naveen, tell people about red light therapy, which is what the Juve device is.
So red light therapy is the easiest way to say is that it's literally feeding the cell itself, cell mitochondria, getting deep into the cellular level, just have every healing benefits for every part of the body, including your testosterone. So I tell all our guys, like, hey, look, that's one of the best things for testosterone level is the Juve.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah,
I did not know that.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's just an easy buy-in.
Well, you know, I've got a husband who's almost 50, so he might like to hear that about the Juve.
I think he will definitely see a difference.
I will let him know.
Yes, please tell him I said that.
Okay, I'll say, all right, Naveen has given you your supplement is going to be the Juve.
There you go.
But I love how when you were talking about, you know, the idea of, quote, supplements, you actually just started naming real things like sleep and mindfulness. And instead of always thinking there needs to be like a pill or something.
I think we like all of us want something like intangible to put in our mouth or rub it. But that those are like 5%, maybe 10% max. I'll kind of say that those are 1%ers. But if you walk on the ground for 20 minutes, that's a 100%er.
You know, if
you do intermittent fasting, that's a 100%er. You'll stop eating that orange juice and the fifth cup of coffee, those are 100%er. If you meditate, mindfulness, that's 100%. So we could do so much that's free. We don't have to pay for anything.
I love it, because really everything you just said is free. Yeah, intermittent fasting is free. Walking on the earth is free. Meditation is free. And those are the things that are going to have the biggest impact. Like, I can remember back in the day when I was always looking for that magic supplement that you could take, because that's how they sell them to us. They're like, if you take this, you will, you know, lose all the weight you want to lose and you'll look like this, you know. And so I would buy the magic supplement and I would take it for a while, and it never did anything for me. But I felt like the answer was in a bottle, and it wasn't.
I think that's what we get from our physicians, right? Like, so physicians don't know any better. Like, they're not taught this stuff in school. Like, they're not really taught sleeping, nutrition, mindfulness, and correct movement. They're not taught. They're taught if somebody comes in, write a script, and give these pills, and then tell them to kind of like stay at home. Where we can give them pills, and we don't want them to get pills, because we just talked about the gut health. that's just like killing the trees down there. Like that's our ecosystem. We are really killing with the pill. So we know better. Like we don't need that stuff. So we kind of do stuff that we could prevent from us having to take the pills.
Right. I completely agree with that. So also Hippocrates said it, you know, how many thousands of years ago, let your medicine be your food.
100%. I have that written on my office wall.
I love it.
Like it's so, literally, let your food be the medicine.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Come on, guys.
I said it opposite, didn't it? I said it wrong.
No, you said it like.
Oh, did so I
like,
say it right? Okay.
Yeah, I tell our guys, like I tell everybody that I come across, like, look, we make about 50,000 cancer cells a day. We could kill it or we could feed it. What do you want to do? You know,
like
these young athletes that I work with, like all they want to do is like, they don't know any better. You know what I mean? Fast food, convenience, sugary food, like that's the dopamine response. That's, you know, like you said in one of your podcasts, that's the crack cocaine. So that's why we are addicted. We are constantly addicted. We are craving, because that's what they made it. That's why fast food are so cheap. And that's why every single country could go there and they taste the same because it's chemicals, like so that you will buy it.
And when you start fasting and you give yourself that rest every day from eating, your body starts to ask for better food over time. And you know, I used to be a huge fast food eater, even, you know, in my 40s before my body changed. And it was thanks to intermittent fasting. Everyone's heard me talk about that before, but I didn't do it on purpose. It just naturally happened. And then you realize the other stuff loses its appeal, and then you can't really believe that it did. But you said you like to eat head to tail. You said you don't do grain, you don't do sugar. But other than that, is you just eat everything else?
Yeah, like I don't drink at all, no type of alcohol. I do drink a 4-Sigmatic cup of coffee with Lion's Mane. That's about it. Just really clean, super clean, extremely clean.
Yeah,
real food, absolutely. Real food, nothing out of a bag. Other than sardine cans.
People really worry that if they're doing intermittent fasting, and you know, you said you do 18 to 21 hours fasted pretty much every day. People worry, you know, well, how can I get all the nutrition that I need in a 3 to 6 hour eating window? What would you say to someone who asked that?
I think that's a great question. Wow, that's just a really great question. I think my meals are very calorie dense. You know, so I do pretty much like I was telling you, CrossFit. I do fasted like half marathons, fasted basketball games. Every time I play, it's fasted. Nice soccer games, fasted. So easily I burn probably like 1,000 calories all the time, every day, pretty much. And I am 6'1", 150, about 3% body fat on in body. So like very lean. Like I am probably a fat adapted, but
right.
I don't really do so much added fat. It's just animal fat or like fat as in avocado, nuts, coconut oil, things like that. So to answer your question, it's very caloric dense and I'm easily getting it because, so another thing, I constantly check my fat mass and my muscle mass because we have our in-body.
For the team, you have that right there.
Yeah. So I get to check it. I get to see.
That's fun.
Exactly. So I'm constantly biohacking myself every day. You know, I get to see, is this diet working? So sometimes I go like, oh, I want to be pescatarian for this week. Only pescatarian. Then I'm like, hey, this week I want to be Whole30. Only Whole30. This week I want to be paleo. This week I want to be carnivore. This week I want to be vegan. So I kind of check around and to see what works. And like just to mess around with my head, my body, just something to do. Then I constantly check on the in-body where I get to see my fat mass and my muscle mass to see are they coming down, going up, staying same.
Oh, so you're really, I mean, when you say that you're biohacking, this is like literally the definition of biohacking because you're doing something, but you're measuring it. You're not just doing it and seeing what you are literally measuring everything constantly. That is
everything constantly from how many breaths come out of my mouth to how much I weigh, to how much I sleep, to my, I could tell you pretty much close to 25 things every day that I check.
Yeah, well, it really, you know, I didn't realize how much, you know, your breaths per minute and your sleep and all of that were affected until I started tracking that with my Sleep Number bed and just even how much you toss and turn.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Because it shows, you know, how restless you are during your sleep. And so I can be like, ooh, I slept like a rock. I didn't budge. And then I can think, well, wonder why that was. And so having that data is so important. So you really have inspired me to get a continuous blood glucose monitor.
Got to figure out 100%.
How to get that.
Yeah, 100%. Totally worth it.
And totally also, I'm it. Fascinated by the Aura ring. I have a friend that has one. And she talks about how it'll like say, it like makes a recommendation like today you need to take it easy.
Yeah, you could kind of say that it just gives you a readiness score. So say if you didn't sleep well, it's going to give you a readiness score like say 60. Then you know, hey, you know what? I just came home 4 o'clock from a game. Today's going to be a yoga day, just only grounding. Maybe I'll go for a 3-mile walk instead of, you know, going for a 90-minute soccer game.
Right. That makes sense. Yeah. She's talked about that kind of thing.
If you travel for work, you know to pack 2 suits, business and swim. You know, with your Delta SkyMiles Business Amex card, buying that plane ticket for a business trip can get you closer to medallion status. You know that a meeting in Montana means visiting almost every national park.
Yellowstone? Check.
Because you're the chief excursion officer. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum Business American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/youknowbusiness.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
So how do you encourage the players with intermittent fasting? Do you have players that are fasting?
Again, it's such a great question. It's more than anything else, just teaching them, just like what you said, you know, teaching the elementary students, because they never came across anything. You know, everyone's always telling them, look, you have to eat 6 meals throughout the day. As soon as you get up in the morning, the breakfast is the most important meal. I wrote an article about that was such a big thing that was nagging in my head last year. I wrote an article about is breakfast really important? You know, you ask them, hey, oh, breakfast is so important. What did you eat for breakfast? They're like, I had a Pop-Tarts, cereal. Wow. So that's really breakfast. And that's what you get up and craving. That doesn't drag your energy down in the middle of the practice and middle of the game. So it's just teaching them. I'm like, so you know what? Maybe let's try a cup of coffee or a healthier version of energy.
Right.
And maybe not eat the donut and the fruit tarts and the pop tarts, and let's see if you could get through practice. So some people are like, yeah, it's just such a mental block more than anything else. So when the kids are getting older, when they're in their second contract, they understand and now they do it.
Okay. So, they come to you when they first come to you, they're what, very early 20s?
Some people are right out of college.
Yeah.
Or played, coming from overseas, or some of them are 20 years old. So
right.
So it's very hard for them to kind of even understand not eating, you know?
Well, I get it. I have a 20-year-old son and I have a 22-year-old son.
Yeah.
And so, the 20-year-old is just figuring all of it out.
He's
just trying to figure it out. And they just don't know.
Just don't understand, don't know. I think it's, what the great thing is, people who get the intermittent fasting, we talked about, not only it's a body thing, but a mind, spiritual thing. So you got to kind of let them grow into that.
Right. And be ready for it.
Yeah. Because if you force them, it's like forcing upon a religion. They are all of a sudden fighting inside. They might not get good sleep. They might not recover well. Speaking about Aura, they might not have good HRV. So now you're causing a cascade inside. Now you're causing an inflammatory response inside, toxic environment.
Right. So instead they have to be peaceful about whatever change that they're making.
Exactly. It's trial and error.
That's so important.
Exactly. Absolutely.
And you shouldn't have to force it. In my Facebook support groups, we'll see a lot of people coming in with, decades of baggage related to, emotions about food and eating and dieting. And people will get so upset. They'll say, oh, I overate today, so I'm going to do a 3-day fast to make up for that. We're like, no, that's not the right mindset to have. Instead, nourish your body. And
absolutely.
Just follow your normal fasting routine and eat foods that you love that make you feel good. And you don't have to over-respond to something.
Yeah, 100%. Jin, that's, you know, kind of like a car. You know, you could, it's just a gas. Sometimes you put gas and you drive 500 miles, you don't need anything because you're in a highway. Sometimes you put gas, you could only drive 300 miles because stop and go, stop and go. So just
right.
kind of pay attention, put the gas, drive safely, take care of it because you only have one car. Don't mess it up. Don't scratch it. Don't dent it. So that's kind of like, I'm always going back to the car analogy, like, hey, and always kind of telling them. So I did a 1 day fast, and a lot of the guy, like the cohort, you know, a lot of guys like, hey, I can't train. I'm like, give it a try. Let's see how long you can go, you know?
Right.
So it's just very interesting.
And, you know, if you're new to fasting, for some of these guys, especially if they'd never fasted before, I bet that it was, you know, at first it could be a challenge.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I have a question for you. You don't do 24-hour fast, right?
I do sometimes. It just depends if I'm really busy. I like to eat every day. You know, I'm at the point where I'm not trying to lose weight and I'm just in my routine. I like to make a delicious dinner every night. But right now, let me think. We're recording this. It's all by the time we're done, it'll be after, you know, 5 p.m. And I haven't eaten yet because I never break my fast before recording an interview. I always
really
like to stay. Oh, yeah. I like to stay in the fasted state because I'm more clear. If I had already eaten,
you know,
I'd be like draggy. But yeah, so I'm still in the fasted state. But I think I closed my window last night probably around 7. I'm just thinking. And so I will, by the time I open my window, it'll be after 5. I'll be at about the, what is that, 22-hour mark, 22-hour
mark. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah,
that's
so
awesome.
22 hours. So
that's awesome.
I usually open my window around 4 these days. That's what I've been doing recently because I noticed I had a little window creep just because, you know, with the whole stress of the pandemic and being, you know, my husband is now at home and he's like, let's have cocktails, you know. So I was making a drink for us and I'm like, no, it's time to – so I've been pushing my window till about 4 o'clock and it just feels so good to wait till then.
And how often do you do like a 24-hour fast, like – purpose 24-hour fast, once a month or a certain
Mm-mm.
time?
I don't. I don't ever schedule one on purpose. It's just a matter of if the timing works out. And I haven't done a fast that spanned 2 overnight periods since 2016. I haven't done a fast longer than maybe 25, 26 hours, 27 maybe. I haven't fasted like 36 or anything like that since 2016. I have eaten every day since 2016.
That's funny.
I have not skipped an entire, I mean, I might have gone 25 hours, but I still ate every day that I was awake.
Oh, that's awesome. Very cool.
I just like it. I like to eat every day. But, you know, if I needed to, if I had something going on and, you know, a health condition that I was trying to work on or, you know, things could change. I'm going through menopause right now because I'm 50. By the time this podcast comes out, I'll be 51.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. My birthday's in July. You know, it's possible that I might need to do, you know, something different, alternate day fasting or have a longer fast here and there. If I were diagnosed with cancer, I would find an oncology team that was versed in using, you know, fasting and chemotherapy, for example. That would be very important to me.
Yeah.
You know, I would do it with a team, but I wouldn't just go rogue and try to treat myself. But hopefully fasting will keep me from ever having
exactly
to
absolutely.
Do the,
yeah,
the,
yeah,
the goal
absolutely.
Is preventing it, right?
Yeah,
I want to be
absolutely 100%.
Yeah, I want to be 100 years old and super healthy.
100%. I mean, people always ask me, it's like, hey, you're doing these all this thing. Why? I'm like, you know what? It's because the time that I live in this earth, like, I don't know when I'm going to go. I might go tomorrow, but I know that today I had fun. I enjoyed it and I was healthy, but more than healthy, I was like, no pain, great energy, live the best life. Like, live my best life without anything, without any drugs, no cocaine, no, like, nothing, you know? So I think that's my goal. 43.
43, okay. I wasn't sure. So, you know, it's unusual for those of us in our 40s and 50s to not be taking a bunch of medications.
Exactly. I mean, what, 70% of Americans are taking prescription medicine? That's just crazy.
Yeah. I mean, I was obese. I admit that. It's a harsh word to say. But when I was obese, when I weighed 210 pounds, I had to have some female surgery one summer. And I wasn't taking any medicine. So even though I was obese, I wasn't on any medication yet, although I'm pretty sure I was going to go down that road if I hadn't gotten it together. But I remember all the healthcare workers, I was 44 at the time. They were all like, "You're not taking any prescriptions?" And like, "Nope." And like, they kept asking me, "Are you sure?" I'm like, "Yeah, I promise."
It's just crazy.
Yeah. And, you know, I want to not have to take medication. I want my body to be healthy. I want to be, you know, the old lady who's 100 years old and, you know, still driving my car and living life to my fullest.
With medicine, it has 5 good things, but at the same time, 25 side effects. Like, you look at, like, if you read the labels, like, "Oh, be careful of this, like 100 things. That's just unbelievable.
Yep. And, you know, I know there is a place for medication, so
absolutely.
Don't get me wrong. People who are
absolutely.
Listening, don't get, yep. I'm not saying never take medicine.
Very
you know, there
true.
Are definitely times that medication is indicated, but the goal is to not need it if possible.
100%. Couldn't agree with you more. Absolutely. I think if you do those little things, then you're going to see, like, you don't need anything. You won't be going to the doctor because you're feeling so amazingly well.
And our bodies can fight off illness so very well. You know, I haven't had to go to the doctor for illness since 2015.
Yeah. And I would say intermittent fasting is a huge way of fighting off illness, a huge way of getting your immune system stronger.
Absolutely. I've been sick. You know, don't get me wrong. I've gotten sick since starting intermittent fasting. But the years prior to intermittent fasting, you know, I would go into the doctor's office 2 and 3 times during the school year for infections. Like, I would have an ear infection or a sinus infection, or I would have strep throat. And so every season I would go get my antibiotic or go get my whatever. But since living the intermittent fasting lifestyles, you know, that I really committed to it in 2014, since then, that one time I went to the doctor in 2015, I actually had the flu. I didn't know it was the flu. I didn't feel bad enough for it to be the flu. But ever since then, I haven't had to go. No more antibiotics, no more anything. And so that's just the miracle of it, because I got sick a lot and now I don't.
Because your body's like in that great, amazing health. I think it's just, yes, intermittent fasting, but all of a sudden we get into this lifestyle of like, you know what, I'm on this, now I want to start eating healthy. So it's just like a cascade of great events that start happening because of the intermittent fasting.
Exactly. And then you just feel so good in your body and you want to be strong and you want to move your body throughout the day in a way that feels powerful.
Absolutely. So you don't want to start putting poison in your gas tank. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
You don't
know.
So that, I think that's the whole thing. So it's just such a good event.
You talked about the blue light blocking glasses.
Yeah.
Talk about those a little bit. I'm actually waiting for a shipment of those that are coming to me that Melanie had sent to me. Talk about the blue light blocking. I haven't been using them yet, full disclosure, but I'm about to. So tell me about the blue blocking.
So, you know, we have so much toxicity in our house, in our work, from day to day, from mold to sound. And one of the biggest toxicities is light. So this daytime lights, you know, like, especially at work, like, we have it so bright, it creates like a daytime atmosphere, then the body doesn't know how to really produce
right.
melatonin. So what we do when we get home, we really barely have any lights on. We try to turn the computer down before we go to sleep. Then say we do have to get on the computer, we put on the blue light blocking glasses to minimize the light. So the body doesn't think it's still daytime. The body will start producing melatonin so you could start rest, digest, and go to sleep. It's not on that fight or flight.
Right. Do you use Blue Blocks, that brand?
It's in my bedroom. I don't know what the brand
not
is
sure.
because these are like 4 years old.
Okay.
It's been, yeah, pretty old actually.
We're going to be talking to one of the people from Blue Blocks in a few weeks. That's why I was just wondering if that was the kind that you use. You know, of course, Melanie's obsessed with them, as I'm sure you're not surprised to hear. Uh-huh. But she promises it will change my life. So I'm like, all right, you're
yeah,
sending them to me.
Yeah, it's definitely a must.
I'm going
to
try
it. If you want to watch TV or anything, yeah, for
well,
sure.
Well, I do. And I have so much screen time. And that, you know, I've shared on the podcast that I've struggled with sleep. So I wonder if it could really be related to how much screen time I have, because as my Facebook groups have grown, you know, we have 350,000 combined members.
That's amazing.
It takes a lot of work, and I've got a wonderful moderator team, but it takes a lot of my time. So I'm always looking at my screen. So it's time to take seriously that could be making a difference for me in a bad way.
Jen, to be honest with you, like it's definitely take a toll on you, because if you could check on Aura too, like say if you eat late, eat close to bedtime, and you wash with some blue light blocking, blue glasses, if you get light on your eye, like how much havoc it causes on your sleep.
Okay. Well, I'm now really excited for this then. I'm glad that you were talking about it today, because
for sure.
I'm excited to get
them. Maybe you need to, like, say if you're on the computer a lot, I would even recommend daytime light blocking glasses. So it's just like a clear glass. True Dark has it, and that's minimized the light that comes to you that you're going to wear during the daytime.
All right. Well, that's good to know. I'll definitely keep that in mind. We are really coming down to the end here. But before I ask my standard question, is there anything biohacking that we haven't talked about yet that you think is a big one people need to hear?
Man, top of my head, let's see. Just the biohacking, just make sure before you do the biohacking, before you go and get the jaw of light and spend, X amount of dollars, dial in the four things that you could control, the sleep, nutrition, mindfulness, and correct movements.
Good. So get that dialed in first.
Yeah,
the free stuff.
It's free stuff, because if you're only getting 4 hours of sleep, I don't know how much Juul could do.
Right,
Juul and everything else will give you that 5 to 10% to get your A, but you got to be an A student already so you could get the A+ with the pills, the supplement, or the Juul light or whatever, the glasses. But you got to dial in. So I think that's my message to everybody.
Well, that's fabulous.
Control what you can control.
Sleep, nutrition, mindfulness, and movement, the four things that cost nothing. Obviously you pay for food, but you know what I mean. You're going to be eating anyway. Make it count. So, all right, what would you tell someone just starting out with intermittent fasting?
Starting with somebody, do it like dinner to morning. I think that's my suggestion. Like, or like 7 o'clock too, because you already going to be sleeping. So you're already getting a good number of hours. And say in the morning, you do like crave for breakfast. Maybe drink some water or black coffee or black tea, or go for a walk or do a little exercise, and you will see that you might not be hungry. It's just such a pattern. It's such a bad habit that if you have gotten into, just like a bad habit, we could change it to a good habit by just kind of pushing that, because it has too many good health benefit not to try it or not to do it. So keep at it. Keep trying. It's nothing wrong if you could only do 12 hours or 14 hours or 16 hours. There's nothing wrong with that. Maybe that's your perfect time, but keep at it. It's a skill that you'll get really good at.
Exactly. Start small, build up that fasting muscle. Kids don't walk out on the basketball court the first time and they're, playing for the Wizards, right?
Exactly.
You got to build 100%. It up.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, I have really enjoyed talking to you today, and I think that our listeners will too, and it's a different kind of a spin on things, but I've got some biohacking things I'm excited to try.
Thank you, Jen. It was my pleasure. Great talking to you. Thank you for being so easy to talk to, and thank you for putting so amazingly great content. Like, I'm definitely going to share with you information that I got from your show notes on the Intermittent Past Fasting podcast, and great stories that I got from your podcast and your great book.
Thank you. And check out Melanie's biohacking podcast, because she's had some pretty amazing guests on there. I think you would like it. The
awesome.
Melanie Avalon Biohacking Podcast.
Awesome. For sure.
All right.
For sure.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Take care. Talk to you soon.
Do you have an intermittent fasting story to tell? Email me at jen@intermittentfastingstories.com and I'll add you to the lineup. That's GIN@intermittentfastingstories.com. The world wants to hear your story. That's it for today. Remember, I may have a doctorate, but I'm not a medical doctor. So don't use anything you hear on this podcast as a substitute for medical advice. Please always check with your doctor or healthcare provider if you have medical questions. I'll talk to you next week, Fasting Family, where we will hear another inspiring story. Have a great week and fast on.
Intermittent Fasting Stories is edited, mixed, and mastered by Resonate Recordings. To learn more, visit them at resonaterecordings.com or email them at hello@resonaterecordings.com. Intermittent Fasting Stories listeners will receive a free offer if you mention that you heard it on the podcast.